I'll turn in your Bibles to Psalm 119. I'm preaching through the entire chapter of Psalm 119. That's the shorter one there. I'm kidding. We would be here till midnight. Psalm 119, verses 1 and 2. Although, just so you know, I went to we launched a church plant service down at our Allen Road Church downriver. And we started at noon, and we finished at 2. Just saying. But it was good. It was wonderful. Well, been talking about how we are made for relationship together with God and with each other. We're created and designed that way. And the way God designed us, relationship brings what? Joy. Yeah. Relationship brings joy. Very simply, we said, you know, you can go to Cedar Point, and I ride the roller coasters, and I love them. But you know what? Sitting on a roller coaster by myself, it's just not as much fun. And relationships, the people that we have with us, they are what brings fullness and joy to life. That's just the way we're designed. And we talked about our taste and see that the Lord is good as one of the verses we looked at. And we kind of are getting to look and say, you know what, how's my taster doing? Am I really tasting the relationship side of how I'm designed? And I'm recognizing how my taster's been kind of neglected. And so it's something that God's speaking to us about. I came across this letter of love, cute one. Thank you for taking care of me, for buying food and cleaning and stuff. You're always fixing things and taking out the garbage and driving me around. Love, your devoted wife. Only one giggle? That would be a really weird letter from a wife, wouldn't it? A devoted wife writing a letter of love to her husband, and all she could talk about is how you do stuff for me. That would be a weird letter, wouldn't it? It should be. Do we appreciate the things people do? Well, certainly, but is that what our relationship is based on? That what people do for us, what we do for others? How do we look at that? And how is your joy? Those are some questions. As we think about why God seekers are the joy finders. Let's stand together as we read our verse. Let's read together. Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. Lord, I pray that you would teach us something of you and how you've designed and created us and what you have for us, Lord. Holy Spirit, we just need you to go past the doors and the walls that we put up and sometimes not even realizing that they're there. But how we need you, Holy Spirit, to speak. We need a feeling of joy in ourselves, in this church, in our nation. God, would you, God, speak to the deep places today? I ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated. I got to make sure I grab the right bottle, right? Now that would be weird. That would be creepy. Today I want to give you the tools to become a joy finder. I want you to see how you and I are wired, how God designed us to be joy finders today. And this is your invitation from God to find that relationship which will bring joy today. Did you know that not every relationship produces joy? Is that true? Not every relationship is good, is it? No. There are different kinds of relationships, and I want to talk about a couple of ways that we can approach relationship. There's the love-bonded relationship, and there's the fear-bonded relationship. Don't let the words say, oh, this is going to be all deep and, you know, psychological. It's really very simple. Just two concepts to understand. The love-bonded relationship is based upon the joy of loving the person you're in relationship, of giving and taking, giving and receiving, and of there being a belonging there. Knowing that I'm yours, you are mine, we are together, and we love and care for each other. There's that sense of it's where I am and it's where I belong. And everybody that's in this relationship knows that we love one another. That's the love-bonded relationship. But then there's the fear-bonded relationship. That is a relationship based on the fear of somebody's reaction or somebody's non-reaction or just simply a fear of pain from this, from the relationship. Oftentimes people have not thought of their relationships in this way, but you'll find it to be quite true in a lot of instances. Let me give you some examples, and I'm going to let you try to put them into, is this love-bonded relationship or is this a fear-bonded relationship? Happy wife, happy life. How many people have heard that one before? Happy wife, happy life. Guys, that's the ladies have their own things that they say when it's only ladies around, you know. But yeah, that's a fear-bonded relationship mindset. If I do the stuff that I need to do to keep her happy, then I avoid bad reactions or I avoid pain. That's a fear-bonded relationship. I like to surprise her with dinner out sometimes. That's a love-bonded. I want to bless her. I love being with her, and I love want to bless her. That's a love-bonded relationship. It's just saying, you know, I love putting a smile on her face. I just want to bless her. Just give him what he wants. Just enough so he thinks he's in charge. Yeah, the ladies laughed first, and then some of the guys. Yeah, like I said, there's some on both sides. Is that love-bonded or fear-bonded? Fear-bonded, right? I'm going to manipulate things so that what? I get the reaction that I want. Or the non-reaction that I want. That's, yeah. How about, we had this problem, but we're a team, and we just love working together on stuff. And you know what? When we work together, it makes him stronger. Oh, I heard a few fear bondeds in there. Well, it's love bonded. It's not that, do we do things? Do love-bonded people do things for each other? Sure, yeah. But I'm not doing it so that I get or don't get something because I just love this person. There's the difference. I'll show him what happens when he breaks the rules. That's fear-bonded, yeah. Maybe, you know what? When he gets home, we're going to talk about the consequences we discussed. I'm going to tell him how I was worried about him. And we're going to talk about how it's impacted my trust in him. Yeah, that's more of a love-bonded way of dealing with it, because we belong together. He's mine, and we're going to walk through this together, even though he's hurt me and he's disobeyed me. Yeah. Love-bonded relationships are sure of themselves. They're sure of their belonging together. They're settled in that. And it's, they choose to show love based upon their oneness, their belonging together. That it's this identity that we're whether it's we're family together, or us husband and wife, or you're my mom and I know you care about me, or you're my child and I know you love me, even though we go through teenage-itis together. It's that identity that makes love bonded. It's what holds that together. Fear is this unsureness. It's there's this fear about it. And we manipulate to get results. We don't try to bless, we try to control and we try to manipulate. It's what motivates the things that we do is, I want to get this result, so I'm going to do this. Or I don't want to get that result, so I'm not going to do that. Or I'm afraid, you know, some things, you know, don't make me mad. You know, that's fear bonded. They're going to be so mad at me. Now, do people who are love bonded worry about getting the other person mad? Well, sure. But within the idea that I've done something that's going to make him mad, at the root of that, but I know we're still identified together. We're still spouse. We're still child and parent, and that's not going to change. That love bond is underneath all of that. How about this one? I know this will be hard, but God will be with me when I fill in the blank. Yeah, that's love bonded. I just, you know, this is going to be tough, but I know. It doesn't change my walk with God. He's there with me. He's going to be there with me. If I don't fill in the blank, then he won't fill in the blank. That's fear bonded. I've got to try to work on the reaction that I want, or the non-reaction, or the avoiding the pain that I don't want. I know I screwed up, but we can work this out together. I just know we can. That's love bonded. We have that. That's who we are together. Now, as I go on with this verse that we read, I want to preface it a little bit. Remember the word that was repeated almost at the beginning of every sentence? Remember what it was? Anybody take a stab? Oh, happy, almost, joyful. And you may have had that in your translation as happy. Yeah, the New Living Translation, which is what I chose to use the word joyful. NIV says the word blessed. Blessed are you. And the Holman Christian Bible and a few others use the word happy. And if you look up, you can go to BibleHub.com, you can do a lot of this research yourself if you want to look up what's the Hebrew word, what was the Greek word, what did it really mean? If you look up that word, it's esher, it actually means, the definition is happy and blessed. That's what it gives us. The two words is the definition, happy and blessed. But I like the New Living Translation used joyful, because so blessed is God, goodness from God. I'm blessed, right? Blessed talks about God blessing, giving me something good. Happy means I'm just glad of heart. I'm cheerful. It's just a frame of mind. Joyful says, you know what? I'm glad because of the goodness of God. That word joyful combines them, and I think that's a more truthful explanation of what the word. So when we go into this this verse, and it says, joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions below, how are we going to look at that and say, is this... I want you to stop and think, how might you have looked at this in the past? Okay? And this, you'd be surprised. In the past, I think I would have tended, and I know I would have tended towards more of a fear-bonded approach to this relationship with God. You know what? It says, joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. I'm supposed to obey. I'm supposed to have, I'm supposed to do what's right. I have to be a person of integrity. What's integrity? It's what you do when nobody's watching, but God's always watching, so I have to do what's right. I have to obey him. He's watching me. And honestly, that would have been a fear-bonded mentality and where I would have been. It's all about worrying about obeying when it started off with joyful. Joyful. I'm happy because of the blessing and goodness of God. I want to obey. Right? I love making God happy. Joyful are the people of integrity. I love it that when nobody's looking, I'm still walking with God, and it doesn't change how I behave when nobody else is around. He's walking with me, and he's going to be there whether anybody else is. And you know what? We're doing this together. His instructions, his word is for me. He's giving me wisdom to walk through life. That's awesome. But do you see the difference in how the fear bonded, it's all about I have to obey, I want God to bless me, so I have to do what's right. And if I don't obey, then God is going to be mad at me and he's not going to give me what I want. Or as opposed to the love bonded, I want to bless him. He's my Father God and he loves me and I want to honor him. If we tend to look at these verses focused on the rules and the laws and obeying, that's the left side. We talked about the difference between our left side and right side. What's the left side of my brain focus on? Order, tasks, we're focused on strategy and problem solving. That's all the logical left side of our brain. But that's not a joy-producing side of our brain. Those things don't produce joy in us. They just get things done, right? And if we look at these verses or any verses or our relationships just focused on getting stuff done and in order and doing the right things, there's no joy there. There's no joy there. The joy, I could go to Cedar Point and nail every one of them all the way up to Top Thrill Dragster. I love that one. But you know what? If I do it alone, I've gotten everything done, right? But have I found joy? No. It's the right side of our brain that focuses on relationship, our identity of who I am as a Christian, as God's son. That's where I find the joy because it's founded in relationship. Where do you find yourself most living? I'm finding, and I've found, I've been living on the left side of my brain. Probably, I'm not going to try to figure out how long, but particularly in the last 3 years, really leaned heavily. And you know what? You know what suffered because I was getting stuff done, but I didn't have the relationship side engaged. You know what suffered? And when my relationship is not there, then what am I missing? Joy. My joy quotient was running on low or empty. That's the way we're wired, people. I found that, as I said, my taster had gotten old and rusty and hadn't been used. The taste and see of with relationship with God, I found that I was just doing stuff and I hadn't stopped to say, I've got to have relationship with God and relationship with people. The next verse in slide 6, similar thing. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. How might I read this if I were in a fear-bonded relationship? What do you think? This, if I was focused in a fear-bonded relationship, how might I read this verse? I have to obey God. What was that? Obey everything or else, right? Yeah? Uh-huh. What else? Think about it. Yeah, and I have to search for him. Oh, what happens when we slack off on searching? Yeah, we do. We lose sight of him, and we start to get bogged down in what? In guilt. We say, oh, I'm supposed to seek after God. I didn't do that, check that off my list. Now I'm in trouble. Now he's mad at me. Now he's not going to answer my prayers. Yeah, we can look at that and that, I'm not seeking him as much as I should. Or we could look at him, this with a love-bonded relationship style. God, I'm so blessed when I obey. He's so good that he blesses me. I find joy in walking according to his word. And you know what? I just want to know him more. I want to search for him more. I want to sit down with him and have him show me more of who he is. And this next week is going to be tough, and I'm just looking forward that God is going to be with me and walk me through this. And even when I screw up and stumble, he's just going to be there. Do you see the difference in how we can look at things? We can look so much at the tasks and the laws and the rules, and we lose our joy. Does a love-bonded person do tasks? Do they? Yeah. Does somebody who's love-bonded to God feel the responsibility of serving others and sharing Christ? Why does he do it? Because he wants to. Because he loves the Lord. He's in that, God, you're so good. I want to do this. As opposed to left brain. Gosh, I didn't read my Bible today. I'm supposed to do that. It's this guilt. It's this law. It's this legalism. They're both important. You got a left side and a right side of your brain for a reason. But if you only live on the left side, you've lost joy. So have you recognized yourself at all in any of these two descriptions? Love-bonded, fear-bonded. Have you seen yourself functioning in some of those ways? Just kind of clicked with you? Did this click with you? Just raise your hand if this kind of clicked with you. Yeah. It's really clicked with me. That's why you're getting it. But God usually does, he works sometimes in the pastors in the way that he's needing to work in the body. Now I just recognize that my love, it's not that I don't love people and love God, but it had become very left-brained, very task-oriented, and it was not producing joy. And maybe look back over the last 3 years or so, you maybe have seen it somewhat in me. That, boy, he seems like he was kind of struggling. And was I? Yeah, it's been a tough 3 years, I would say. But I thank God that he walked with me all the way through that. And he's bringing me to a place where I'm recognizing, okay, I see where I've been missing. I've been focusing on the to-dos and not focusing on the one who is my Father, the one who's my Savior, the one who's my God. There was something that just really brought this to light to me really clearly in the last month or so. And I had gone to visit somebody, and it's nobody here, so don't try to figure out, was he talking about me? I'm not talking about you. But I went to visit somebody, and I was sitting there chatting, and there was this part of me that just said, I want to go. I kind of want to be done with this conversation. And kind of sitting there hoping for an interruption or something that was going to give me an out. And all of a sudden, I recognized this. I'm like, wait a minute. Thankfully, this person was a good talker. So all this was going on in my head. And I'm like, this is just my taster being broken. This is just me feeling uncomfortable with relationship because I've gotten so unused to relationships. I'm like, no. I'm just going to step back from that, and I'm just going to try to enjoy being with this person and focus on the relationship with this person. And you know, I did. And it was a great rest of the visit. We just had a good time. And I left thinking, wow, if that wasn't a picture of my broken taster, I'm like, I really have drifted from that. And that's kind of, it's allowed me to recognize when I'm shying away because of fear or what is it? I don't want to deal with the reaction or the non-reaction. I just want to, help me to recognize. I need to be a person of relationship, because with relationship comes what? Joy. And if you feel like your joy meter is kind of about a quarter of a tank, then this is where you will find an ability to refill it. So, that's a head full, huh? Does anybody have something they want to just share? I'm beginning to like to just open up opportunity for you to share what God's doing in your life as we go through a word. Anything that this has spoken to you about, just really clicked with you, that thinking, yeah, this is something that I've seen in myself, or I found my joy has been low and I need to pursue this. Yeah. I'm going to shoot down to you. What's God been doing?
Yeah, I've definitely been living in the fear part and not the joy part. In my prayer life and my life, my walk with God, period. I've been living in the fear part of it all. So I'm definitely in that category.
So how do you see your next steps to begin to get out of the fear and into the relationship and the joy?
I'm still working on that.
Okay.
I'm still working.
And it really is, it's a great question, and I'm glad that I appreciate you standing up. It really is stopping and saying, I'm not going to just do things, I'm going to stop and say. So my prayer time is going to be less prayerless and more, so God, so this has been going on this week, and this has been tough, and what do you think? And it'll be uncomfortable. Listening, stopping, and just saying, trying to interact with God. It will be weird and uncomfortable at first, but I'll tell you what, it's only because your taster's broken like mine is. And the more that you begin to use it, the more it will be developed, and the more you'll find, God, I can have these conversations with God, and you know, your joy will begin to grow. Okay. And that's, so it's just start relating.
Okay.
Gotcha. And I'll tell you, you're not the only one that had that question here today. I can guarantee that, so thank you. Anybody else have a thought? I hear Betty back there. good for us to just kind of hear from each other.
I was just thinking while you were talking, we can get that way with Jesus. And that's what I was applying to myself, because everything distracts you. I'm sure you can think of something right now, little things, big things, or you just grow weary and tired. So I grab my Bible, or sometime I sing to myself, you don't want to hear me do that. Or I just listen to some music. Or if you got a good memory in your past, think not the bad ones, think of the good things. And no matter what, Jesus is coming pretty soon. So try to think it that way, your Bible and Jesus, and ask him for more love if you don't have enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just say, God, thank you for being my Father. Thank you for, what do we say, he wants you. He invites you to come into his presence. He invites you to be a part of his, I mean, he's called you his son or his daughter, right? He's inviting you in. We are, yeah. Yeah, he said, whoever.
Drift, we forget, because we are human. And then all of a sudden you come to the realization each day that you have to look, listen, and take the time to try and understand, to try and grow. And we grow each day that we live. We have to understand that there are things that we have to learn. And then we have to share them as a family. We have to make sure that they're passed from one generation to the next. Every one of us, we're a family in humanity. Mm-hmm. And we are here to bring God's word to all of humanity, just a few.
That's right.
And we have to share with God and our human family that same growth, that same feeling of love and care. It has to be maintained on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it just really what you said, time?
Time.
A lot of it is just time, giving time to be with people, time to be with God, not rushing through the tasks on with the left side of our brain, but taking time to stop and just be with God. That's where it starts. So, yeah. Yes, Nancy. Thank you, Clark.
It's funny that you're preaching about this today, because me and my son were just talking about my relationship with talk.
Nope, they need to hear you.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
And the louder,
you're fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
And I have a bit of a broken relationship with my earthly father, and hearing this message today and talking with my son yesterday just shows me that I need to be in the relationship and love him and not think about the past, because there's nothing you can do about it. Mm. And what if this is the only opportunity that my dad has to have the window of Christ through me or my precious son? And it's just amazing how your kids can lead you to righteousness, and it's just crazy how we're talking about this today, and God's just really speaking to me to love my dad as he is, and just to tell him that I love him, even on a weekly basis, just a phone call, because when it's done, it's done. And if he's calling you and you're not answering, there's a problem. There's an obedience problem. And all I want to do is for God to be pleased with me. And I just want to honor him.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start that this week.
Awesome.
Just little phone calls.
That's, wow. One of the things that can get us stuck in fear-bonded relationships is unforgiveness. Oh, is that one that can just get us so wrapped up and struggling with that? I'm just going to have one more, and we'll close. Yes, Donna.
Hi. I feel I experience both.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably
pretty
fair.
Every day, because I know Satan's right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we went to our meeting out in Bad Axe, they said us Christians have an X on our back, so Satan's going to come for us before he's going to go after someone else. So I just have to keep calling on the Lord. Amen. And he answers.
Amen. And that's a very good point, Donna. No, none of us are probably all love bonded and all fear bonded. We have a mix of that in our lives, don't we? And sometimes we just have to look at the different things and say, Lord, how am I relating with you or with this person? Am I leaning on this fear bonded manipulation, or is this a love bonded? This is our loving relationship, and we're gonna get together as one together. So good point. We probably live in both types of love sometimes. Well, thanks for sharing. I find we get so much out of hearing from one another. That's a great way of taking some time. We're gonna close in prayer. I wanna close with a hope that you have, that this is available to each and every one of us. For those of us, maybe guys are we struggle a little more with the love and relational side. God has, he is able to take you places maybe you haven't been in a long time. And he's able to do that, and you're going to find hope that your joy can come back in your life. So be encouraged. Father, thank you so much for just teaching us something about how you've designed and wired us. But more than that, Lord, how we're created to interact and be with you as your children, as your sons and your daughters, your brothers and sisters, your dear people, your body. And so thank you, Lord, that all that we desire to do and have in relationships, the joy that you've created us for, it's available. God, show us each and every day. Begin to open our eyes, God, to the ways that we find ourselves falling into the fear rather than moving forward and through the love. So just continue, Holy Spirit, to open our eyes. Thank you for the great things that you're going to do as we begin to step forward into this. We give this to you, and we trust you to do the work in us through your Spirit. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen.